Brett Hollander back here on Orioles on Deck on 1090 AM WBAL. We're joined now by Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr. And Cal, I guess you have an exciting announcement to make in the world of burgers.
Yeah, it's a simple announcement. I have a burger named after me. It's not too far-fetched. We had a hot dog, had a long-standing relationship with SK. I was the milk guy for all those years. And since we provide great experiences for kids up here in a baseball sense, we also feed their families. And so we needed a good burger. We've been selling that burger, the Rosetta burger, up here for the last year. And it just seemed like the next step would be to provide it in the supermarkets. And Giant's going to make it available exclusively in 30 of their regional stores. So all you have to do is try it once, and then you won't go back.
Oh, wow. That's a major endorsement. Is there anything uniquely Cal Ripken about the burger and how it's prepared and how you like your burger?
Well, I mean, the story is it's a local family, the Rosetta Black Angus Farm. They dry age their meat. They take care of their cows really well. It's an all-natural product. And I think we're more and more careful about where we get our stuff from now. And certainly, we love the story. We love the product up here. Last year, we had it at our World Series, and it had an unbelievable response. So the most important criteria, obviously, was to get a great burger. And so this was the first step. And it's also an opportunity to raise some funds for the foundations, which everything we do now, we want to make sure that we seek opportunities where we can raise funds to help kids through the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation. And this was a project that we could do that as well. And so it's just a perfect match. And we put together two good partners in Giant and Rosetta. And in the end, we have a great product.
Well, I know the Ironbirds start play very soon. And this burger is going to be served at Ripken Stadium, correct?
Yeah, we're also taking over the food and beverage this year. I mean, when we entered into our agreement here at the stadium, we had a 10-year agreement with an outside vendor. And they did a nice job for us, but we wanted to continue to provide the right experience, and we thought in our growth that we certainly should handle that. So we're bringing some new items up to the big stadium, but we have events every weekend. We've already had 11 events over on the kids' side, so in some ways, you might think the kids' side is as important or almost as important as this side. But anyway, as part of the experience, we're really going to do some new and interesting things with food.
How does Cal Ripken eat a burger?
I don't like to complicate it too much. Just a regular, I like cheese on my burger. I got less than tomato and a little ketchup.
That sounds good to me. Medium, rare?
Medium. I don't like the rare, and I don't like the burnt. Right in the middle.
We're on the same page on that one. I do want to ask you about two other things. The Orioles right now off to obviously a great start. We're past Memorial Day. For players, do they analyze the checkpoints of the season? We talk about the quarter pole and Memorial Day weekend being a checkpoint. When do players look at the standings and say, oh, we're in first place or whatever?
Well, you know, I don't think as players we understood the really length of the season. And I think for me personally, at the halfway point, you had a really good indicator because you're only halfway home. So early on, I kept looking at the standings, and we saw that, we were in first place, and we're a quarter way through the season. I went, man, three-quarters of the season is still left. Now we're about a third of the season. But I would suspect you really know what you have if you get to the halfway point in that position. So it's a long, long season. And the depth of your team really starts to show in August. So my first checkpoint would be the halfway point, and then how you get through August, the dog days of August, would determine whether you're a playoff team or not.
Cal Ripken Jr. with us here on BAL. The Orioles locking up Adam Jones to a 6-year deal. Cal, that is a meaningful signing, to say the least, I think, on a lot of different levels. He's 26 years old. He plays a premium position. He seems to be getting better. Your thoughts on that signing?
Well, I mean, I loved it. I mean, we all like to associate with certain players that play on your team, and the Orioles have a chance to have a really good nucleus. I mean, you've had Markakis for a while. He's a perennial all-star. You got Adam Jones now that we've signed up for a while. Matt Wieters is turning into that sort of all-star catcher, so I love the fact, and I was a little disappointed that Nolan Reimhold went down. I mean, I'm sure he's disappointed as well, but I was really enjoying his skill set coming to light, and you could really foresee that sort of outfield together for a while. So I'm happy with it. Gives the Orioles some stability and gives the fans a chance to really root for their guys. And Adam certainly is one of our guys.
Final question, Cal. The amateur baseball draft is on Monday, 6 days away. Your son has a great chance to get drafted, but he is locked up going to South Carolina on a scholarship if he chooses to go that route, or he could go the professional route if, in fact, he is drafted. That decision, I'm not going to ask you specifically about Ryan's case, but that decision, has it changed for young 18-year-olds since you were at that point in your career? Is college a much more tempting path than just to sign a professional contract than maybe 10, 25, 30 years ago?
Yeah, I think college baseball is a whole lot more appealing because the caliber of play has become better and more people are playing there, and it gives you a chance to develop in a more supportive environment. Having said that, the pro side, the old Orioles way, and this goes way back to when Dad was part of the minor league system and then the big league system when I got drafted, is that they wanted to get a kid that was young and raw, and they wanted to shape them with their developmental system and hopefully get them to the big leagues around 21 years old. So, you know, there's a good logic for that sort of information, but, you know, you really have to look at a case-by-case example, what the opportunity might be. And I think my son is looking forward to a college opportunity, and it doesn't get much better than being able to go to South Carolina. They have a good program down there. But having said that, I mean, you know, that's not written in stone. So, you know, what happens in the draft? I don't suspect he'll hit the high early rounds of the draft, and I know that he would be just as content, going to his college and really looking forward to that life. I can't tell him what college life's like because I didn't go, but I know that he's looking forward to that part of his life. But it's an exciting time for all baseball players. You wonder how you're seen in the draft. You wonder what it's going to be like to go in the fall and start to practice with your new college team. So, you know, it's nothing more than a lot of excitement, and we'll have to sift through any and all options.
Well, best of luck to you, your family, and Ryan. It should be an exciting time. Of course, graduating high school now as well. That's exciting all by itself.
Well, it's a new phase in your life. Certainly, you're leaving the comfort of your high school friends. In Ryan's case, he went to Gilman for 13 years. So he has a core group of friends that he hangs out with. And in some cases, you're leaving that to moving to the next step. And it's exciting and sad all the time.